I got a big stack of stuff here. Huge stack, probably about an inch high now. Top of this desk. And I just ever so slowly meander my way down through it. But every once in a while, I get an article that's just flat out too good. It goes straight to the top. Karen, one of the staffers here at the radio station, walked in before the program and gave me this article. What a classic! It's titled, College Students Think They're So Special. Study finds alarming rise in narcissism, self-centeredness in Generation Me. Well, now, you know, the last 20, 30 years or so, the movement, the dominant movement in education, in mental health, sociology, just so many places that set the trends and the notions and the new religious ideas for our culture is that, hey, I'm wonderful, I'm special, the world revolves around me, I don't revolve around it. I think Galileo would be kind of shocked because he kind of always thought, you know, when he taught that the earth went around the sun. Well, he wasn't the first to teach that, by the way. However, a lot of kids now think that the sun goes around them. Listen to this. 5 shrink types. Today's college students are more narcissistic and self-centered than their predecessors. No, get out. I don't believe that. According to a comprehensive new study by 5 shrinks who worry that the trend could be harmful to personal relationships and American society. If you're self-centered and self-absorbed and self-seeking and self-promoting, are you like saying it's harder to have good relationships with people? Oh. The study's lead author, Professor Gene Twenge, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, of San Diego University, said, I love this quote. We need to stop endlessly repeating, you're special, and having children repeat that back. Kids are self-centered enough already. Wait a minute. Hold on. Bless you, Dr. Twenge. Twenge and her colleagues, in findings to be presented at a workshop Tuesday in San Diego on the generation gap, examined the responses of 16,475 college students nationwide who completed an evaluation called the Narcissistic Personality Inventory. Between 1982 and 2006, for those of you mathematically challenged, that's 24 years. The standardized inventory, known as the NPI, asks for responses to such statements as, if I ruled the world, it would be a better place. I think I'm a special person. I can live my life any way I want to. The researchers describe their study as the largest ever of its type and say students' scores have risen steadily since the current test was introduced in 1982. By 2006, they said, two-thirds of the students had above-average scores, 30% more than in 1982. In other words, we're teaching our kids how wonderful they truly are. Well, truly in their sight. They may not be wonderful in the objective reality, or what was even a little more scary, maybe in God's sight. But in their sight, we've been successful. We've told them all they're just wonderful. Narcissism can have benefits, said study co-author W. Keith Campbell of the University of Georgia, suggesting it could be useful in meeting new people or auditioning on American Idol. Huh? You gotta feel pretty good about yourself to go do that. So that's good if you're self-centered, you know, and you want to go on American Idol. Now, it could affect you badly in a whole lot of other ways running your day-to-day life, but you want to hit American Idol. Unfortunately, he said, narcissism can also have very negative consequences for society, including the breakdown of close relationships with others. I think Jesus said stuff about that, didn't he? I think he did. And I think, like, the church has been saying that kind of. The study asserts that self-centered are more like, quote, I'll quote now, so I just want you to think this ain't just me, are more likely to have romantic relationships that are short-lived, at risk for infidelity, lack emotional warmth, and exhibit game-playing, dishonesty, and over-controlling and violent behaviors. Well, now that sounds like a Sunday night miniseries. Twenge, the author of Generation Me, Why Today's Young Americans Are More Confident, Assertive, Entitled, and More Miserable Than Ever Before. Said narcissists tend to lack empathy, react aggressively to criticism, and favor self-promotion over helping others. As an example, she cited a song commonly sung to the tune of Frere Jacques in preschool. I am special, I am special, look at me, look at me. Current technology fuels the increase in narcissism, Twenge said. By its very name, MySpace encourages attention seeking, as does YouTube. Why? Well, one of the author's studies said permissiveness seems to be a component. Oh! A potential antidote would be more authoritative parenting. God bless you guys. Less indulgence might be called for. Might be called for? Might be called for. New report follows a study released by UCLA last month, which found that nearly three-quarters of the freshmen it surveyed thought it was important to be very well off financially. That compared with 62.5% who said the same in 1980 and 42% in 66. Do the kids agree? Well, not necessarily. The kids are kind of saying, hey, we're not like that. Of course, I think that is sort of a characteristic of self-centered folk. Is that they don't think they're self-centered. I got the quotes here. Carrie Delane, a University of Vermont sophomore, says most of her contemporaries are politically active and not overly self-centered. Well, the only thing I would say to that is, one, she may hang in a very select circle, and two, that's, again, doesn't go in line with the 16,000 that they did. She said, it would be more depressing if people answered, no, I'm not special. Would it? I'm not so sure I agree with that. I think it would be better if we simply said, I'm not special, just like everybody else. And that's okay. I have strengths and weaknesses, just like everybody else. Or as I would say, remember, you are unique, just like everybody else.